Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
God bless America. I'm Dave Douglas with Community Comment, and today we're continuing on with a bit of a discussion on consequences and limiting consequences. If you can remember from before, I was talking about theft and people taking things, feeling entitled to just take things. But the way that we're progressing with the lack of consequences, and it's really unfortunate, we're seeing things with criminals having no fear of consequences for walking out. That's from last time. If they're doing other types of habits and they're getting caught, they have no fear of ramifications for getting caught. So if we have smash and grabs, some carjackings, fights, oftentimes we're seeing in the news reports that these people are out very quickly and receive no real consequences for behavior that deserves time in jail, sometimes a long time in jail, and other ramifications civilly for their behavior and what they're doing. When we allow this sort of thing to happen, there was a thing called broken windows theory. Now, a lot of you might have heard of it if you're a little older. It was in the 90s, the early 2000s. This is more in my time frame. And it showed basically that a failure to punish some minor things in some way leads to escalation to more violent crimes and heavier rates of vandalism, other behaviors that are antisocial, damaging, threatening, other types of behaviors of this type. And it was true. It is true today. As we do not hold people accountable in any way for some of the actions that they take, again, the type of actions that they and others will take will tend to escalate. Antifa and some of the recent things that have been done there. Remember the stuff in 2020 and the stuff we're seeing now. Minimum punishment, minimum accountability leads to more action of this type, more damage, more threats, and more, shall we call it, in-your-face behavior for way of being of polite. Have a great day. Think about what I'm saying, please. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.